Joining us now, he's a PGA Lifetime Award winner, and he writes for LPGA.com. Ron Cyrak joins us. Ron, welcome back into the golf shop.
Hey, thanks for having me on. My pleasure.
Well, Ron, the LPGA Tour is off to a weird start down at the Pure Silk Bahamas, you know, contending with incredible winds howling through, and they've already decided to delay today's start. But you made some pretty bold predictions, not only for first-time winners on this year's tour, on the LPGA Tour this season, but also maybe a bunch of American winners. Take us through your thoughts on how what we can expect from this year's class of players on the LPGA Tour.
Yeah, you know, I do think it's looking like a very promising for the Americans. That they had a great Solheim Cup last year, and swinging into this year, they've got a couple of players who are turning out to be really reliable winners out there. Lexi Thompson is going to contend for Player of the Year, I believe, this year. Christy Kerr is 40 years old and showing no signs of backing down. But among young players, they got Danielle Kang, who won the Women's PGA last year. They got Angel Yin, who was runner-up as Rookie of the Year and just hits the ball a mile. And probably what I stuck my neck out the most on is I said, you know, we're getting to the point for 15 years we've been waiting for Michelle Wee to have a career year out there, really a monster year. And to me, I think that she's ready. Her putting's improved significantly. The question for her is staying healthy. Last year it was an emergency appendectomy, and she sort of keeps the physio tape industry in business. She seems to always be hurt, always have something. But if she can stay healthy this year, I think we could see a big year from her.
Yeah, I mean, you know, all Tom Brady had to do was pick up the phone and get in touch with Michelle Wee to get some of that K-tape to keep his thumb in check. But, you know, is that really possible from a Michelle Wee standpoint? I mean, like you said, it seems like she's been held together with tape for years upon years. And, you know, we were actually begging at one point in the show, like, Michelle, just take a month or two off and let things heal a little bit. I mean, are we finally at that point where she's healthy, there's no injury, and, you know, maybe we can get 6, 8, 9 months out of her without another injury?
You know, look, I was a very early critic of the path that they chose with Michelle. When she was 13, 14, 15, 16 years old and was playing against adult men instead of playing against junior girls, and learning how to, I thought it was a big setback for her. I thought that she, you know, she was too focused on trying to make the cut in the PGA Tour event rather than going out and learning how to win. And I do believe that you learn how to win. And I think it took her a long time to play catch up with everybody else out there. And I do think that she's at the point now where she has learned a lot that way. I think that the 4 years that she was at Stanford University was a big maturing time period for her, really allowed her to go out and make friends. And I think that she now is at the point where the putting's always been a problem, no question about it, and she's never going to be a great putter. I'm a believer that great putters are born and not made, but a bad putter can become an okay putter. And I think that's the step she's made. Her lag putting's much improved. She doesn't three putt as much as she did. I'd like to see her, you know, I'd like to see her go back to the swing that she had when she was 16 years old and was just a kid out there playing as a field player. In addition to getting hurt a lot, I think she's gotten overly technical with her swing.
So, all right, let's keep the glass half full on Michelle Wee. She's going to stay healthy through the season. If she's able to do that, you know, how many wins can we expect? How many rounds, you know, Sunday rounds in contention? Or even do we look at, you know, what it's going to take for her? Is it now then 100% back to the mental part of the game and learning how to win and that kind of stuff? I mean, what can we expect if she stays healthy? I really hope she does. But if she does, what do you think? She's got a few wins in her?
Yeah, you know, she was playing really consistent golf last year until she had to have that appendectomy, which was about in August, September, somewhere in there. You know, until then, she was playing really consistently golf, putting herself in position to have a chance to win a lot. Look, her career is, she's got 4 career wins and a major championship, the 2014 U.S. Women's Open at Pinehurst. And, you know, for a lot of players, that'd be a pretty good career, you know. And for a 28-year-old, that's not bad. But, boy, We expected so much more from her than that. I do think that she's got rattling around inside her somewhere at least 1 year where she goes out and she wins five times with one or two majors in there. And, you know, and that would be – you can't overstate how massive that would be for the LPGA in women's golf. There hasn't been a player in women's golf who moved the needle the way Michelle Wee does, probably since Nancy Lopez. There's one thing that her camp did really, really well is build up her name recognition factor. Even the casual golf fan knows who Michelle Wee is. And if she started to win on a regular basis or even just contend on a regular basis, that would be massive for TV ratings and fan attendance.
Yeah, I mean, and this crop of young players that we're seeing, and there's really a great – there's a great bunch on the European side too with, you know, you've got Charlie Hull and Georgia Hall and Madeline Sagstrom. What about on our side? What do you think of the Korda sisters? I mean, their brother just won the juniors at the Aussie Open playing tennis, and that's a family of athletes. Are they also on the edge of breaking through, and do they have what it takes to be stars?
Yeah, you know, and Nelly was in contention after one round in the Bahamas. If they ever get back playing down there, she's in pretty good shape. Jessica's already proven that she can win, and Nelly started out really strong early last year. And then sort of faded a little bit, but both of them have the games to be stars, and they also have the other stuff, the personality and the appearance and everything to really be stars too. And they would be big for the LPGA if they could go out and be winners. But they are both players to keep an eye on. You know, when I was making my predictions early in the year, they asked me if I thought that they set the over under on. 6 wins for LPGA players this year, and I said, not only do I go on the over on that, I think at least six players will win, and that they might win 12 tournaments between them, and I would include the Kordas as being among those who have a chance to be American winners this year.
Again, LPGA.com's Ron Cyrak is joining us. And Ron, we saw a little bit of a musical chairs when it came to the number one player in the Rolex rankings. Are we going to continue to see that, or do you see any one of these, you know, top five or six players maybe making a statement and having one of those years where, you know, they kind of pull away from the field and nobody can get them?
Yeah, you know, I think the PGA Tour and the LPGA are in very similar situations right now, which is they're between superstars. You know, it's like that period when the PGA Tour was between Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods, and you had a lot of really great players out there, Curtis Strange and Nick Price and Ernie Els and Greg Norman and Nick Faldo, and winning and playing great, great golf, but no one stepping out and being that transcendent player. And PGA Tour is looking for that player. The LPGA is looking for that player also right now. You try to figure out who could be that. The rookie of the year last year, Sung Hyun Park, is a massive, massive talent. And she won the rookie of the year. She had it locked up by about July last year. When she won the U.S. Women's Open, she has the chance to be that sort of breakout player. I also expect to see a big step forward from Lexi Thompson. She took that four-stroke penalty. She had a four-stroke penalty at the ANA Inspiration. Cost her 3 Hall of Fame points because she lost the major championship that she should have won and lost Player of the Year that she would have won if she had won that major championship and got the rule change, by the way, on viewer call-ins. But Lexi showed me a lot of grit and guts after that. She was down for about a week, and then she came back and really played with a healthy chip on her shoulder the rest of the year, and I saw a new intensity from her. She's another player whose short game, whose game from 100 yards in was dreadful and then showed marked improvement last year. Lexi has a chance to be that kind of breakout player who could be a consistent number one.
Well, and the game is growing, and we all saw or heard or streamed Mike Wann's, State of the Sport address and all those amazing numbers from last year, which did include Solheim Cup numbers, which are always, you know, they artificially inflate everything. But there are people who are diehard LPGA fans, of which I am one. But there's a bunch of people out there who are starting to tune in a little bit casually because the scores are coming down and the players are becoming more familiar. And to what do you attribute, I mean, the scoring coming down? Is it the Symetra Tour? Is it junior programs? Is it what's going on with overseas the players? What is it? Equipment? What is helping these ladies play so much better now than we saw even 10 years ago?
Well, I think a couple things, and one is the global game right now. The talent's coming from all over. You look at the Jutanagarn sisters, Aria and Moriah from Thailand, and number one in the world right now is Shan Shan Feng from China. So the global growth of the game is part of it. Another part is, I'll say, it's the Tiger/Annika effect, which is Tiger Woods and Annika Sorenstam attracted a better quality of athlete to the game. And you're seeing that on both the men's side and the women's side, where really talented athletes now who could play any sport are choosing golf. And they're better conditioned and they have better instruction. And I think that's all part of it. You know, when people ask me what's the one thing the LPGA needs to grow more, and this is something that I know Mike Wan feels this way too, they need better TV exposure. And by that, they need to have network coverage on the weekends. Golf Channel does a tremendous job covering the LPGA. But when you're on Golf Channel, you're preaching to the choir. People watching there are already golf fans. If you get on network TV, you're going to reach that casual sports fan who's going around the dial and said, what's this? And they watch it. And I've felt this way for years now. The biggest critics of the LPGA, both among the fans and among the media, are people who don't go to their tournaments. Because once you see the product, you realize how entertaining it is. And they just got to get the product in front of more eyeballs. I know that Mike Wan, who's done a brilliant job, when he took it over, a combination of some bad business decisions made by the previous commissioner and then the recession hit, they were down to 23 tournaments. And if it wasn't for 11 overseas tournaments, the tour might have folded, might not have and be existing right now. Juan's driven it back up to 34 tournaments. So the number of tournaments is strong. He wants more prize money. They're playing for one-fifth what the men play for, and he wants better TV exposure. Those are his two priorities now.
Mm. Ron, are we going to get the event in this week down in the Bahamas? I mean, what are you hearing? I mean, we're still delayed in round two. Is it going to get shortened? How far are we going to let this thing ride out?
Yeah, I talked to them this morning down there, and they've already decided to cut it back to 54 holes. The LPGA doesn't have the economic realities of the LPGA really makes Monday finishes not that feasible for them. It's just such an economic hit. Also, the weather forecast is not that good for Monday either. It's still blowing. I think right now the real goal at this point will be they need to get 36 holes in for it to be considered an official tournament. You can't have an official win. The money can't count. None of that can count unless they get 36 holes in. That'll be what they're looking for. One of the breaks that they have in this tournament, there's only 108 players in the field. So if they can get going at, and I think the next weather update's going to be in about an hour down there. If they can get going relatively soon today and get that second round in today, and then they have the cut and they'll have fewer players, even fewer players for Sunday, then they have a chance of getting 54 holes in.
All right. Well, Ron, we always appreciate you coming on with us, and we look forward to a great LPGA season and checking in with you once in a while.
Thank you. Call anytime, bud.